Come down to love. friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. And he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, it's good to see you, he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, how you doing? He really meant it. He really meant, how are you doing? It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, can I ask you? And he said, do I miss it? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes. Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story. Except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful, we are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
Oh yeah! If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
You've been coming around here a lot lately. Think you want a little taste of this life? Think you're trying to steal my spot? Well, you gon' have to do a lot more than spy. You've been messing with everybody else, but you ain't got me wrapped around that smile. And it's why, 'cause you already fooled me and my brother too. And your old best friend, and I know you fooled his girlfriend too. And now we see the game is up. Now we've seen your hand, ain't nobody playing. Now who's the fool? My mama told me so. You get a little luck in life, creatures crawl. Here just to suck your soul, looking like friends right before you fall. You always seemed a little off to me, but everybody told me it was fine till we caught you lying. You already fooled me and my brother too. And your old best friend, and I know you fooled his girlfriend too. And now we see you and your game is up. And now we've seen your hand, ain't nobody playing. So now who's the fool? Call it what you want, but who's the fool?
Who's the fool? Who's the fool? Who's the fool? Who's the fool?
Clown, buffoon, no prankster. Go on, pick your poison, but who's the fool?
Who's the fool? Who's the fool?
Said, who's the fool?
Who's the fool? Who's the fool?
Stooge, wisecracker, trickster. Go on, call our uncle, but who's the fool? Chief will need to loot her. Our roads lead to one. So who's the fool? Yeah. You already fooled me and my brother too.
Who's the Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special, to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Ha, so it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey!
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
You ought to give me wings. Having some radio trouble?
WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
Chick is worthy, it's all that you got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring days.
Oh. drive my car into the ocean. I hunt. You think I'm dead, but I said I'm waving. Hey, I'm a wave out in the ocean.
This is the Guitar Surf.